Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, we are revisiting a new-ish series of the podcast where we learn and read facts, deaths, events, all that good stuff about a certain year. I like doing these kind of episodes because I find it genuinely interesting to read about. And it just makes it, I don't know, for me it's very relaxing. So hopefully you guys agree. This episode I'm purposefully changing my tone to be a little bit more reserved, a little bit quieter. I like to try and mix it up. Some people hate when I whisper. Some people hate when I speak basically in my regular voice. Some people want me to do sort of like a gentle reading sort of thing. So, I don't know. It's hard to please everyone, but I figured, you know, the last episode we did sort of like as just a regular voice, why not try this one a little bit more subdued? The year we are focusing on today is the year 2000. So let's jump in. The year 2000 was designated as the International Year for the Culture of Peace. It was also World Mathematical Year. Isn't it funny to think that there are committees and groups of people that are basically responsible for saying this year will be designated as this and this year will be designated as that? Like, there were a group of people that thought this year we're going to make it World Mathematical Year. And who knows what that actually means, right? Because it's so ambiguous. January 10th, America Online announces an agreement to purchase Time Warner for $162 billion, the largest ever corporate merger. January 14th, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closes at 11,722.98, which was at the peak of the dot-com bubble. January 8th, the Tygish Lake meteorite impacts the Earth. I wonder what the Dow Jones closed at most recently. It's definitely a lot higher than that, right? February 13th, the final original Peanuts comic strip is published following the death of its creator, Charles Schulz. February 21st, UNESCO holds the inaugural celebration of International Mother Language Day. Same thing, you have people at UNESCO that are, their job description is probably not come up with different international days, but like they actually took time to do this. February 29th, a rare century leap year date occurs. Usually, century years are common years due to not being exactly divisible by 400. 2000 is the first year to have a February 29th since the year 1600, making it only the second such occasion since the Lilian rule was introduced in the late 16th century. March 4th, the PlayStation 2 is released in Japan. 18 years later, they only have two versions later, even though the PS4 is like, it's like perfect, pretty much as it is. March 10th, the NASDAQ composite index reaches an all-time high of 5,048, 2 weeks later, the NASDAQ 100, S&P 500, and Wilshire 5000 reached their peaks prior to the dot-com bubble, ending a bull market run that lasted over 17 years. March 12th, a Zenit 3SL launch fails due to a software bug. March 13th, the United States dollar becomes the official currency of Ecuador, replacing the Ecuadorian sucre. April 3rd, U.S. versus Microsoft Corp. Microsoft is ruled to have violated United States antitrust laws by keeping an impressive thumb on its competitors. April 22nd, in a pre-dawn raid, federal agents seize 6-year-old Elian Gonzalez from his relative's home in Miami and fly him to his Cuban father in Washington, D.C., ending one of the most publicized custody battles in U.S. history. May 1st, a new class of composite material is fabricated, which is a combination of physical properties never seen before in a natural or man-made material. May 3rd, in San Antonio, Texas, computer pioneer DataPoint files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. I actually have no idea what DataPoint even is, so I'm sure, you know, if I were filming this or recording this in 1997, I know exactly what it was, but May 4th, after originating in the Philippines, the I Love You computer virus spreads quickly throughout the world. I have no idea who that is. May 5th, a rare conjunction of 7 celestial bodies, Sun, Moon, and the planets Mercury through Saturn, or Mercury and Saturn, occurs during the new moon. May 11th, the billionth living person in India is born. May 24th, Real Madrid defeats Valencia 3-0 in the UEFA Champions League final at Stade de France to win their second title between 1998 and 2002 and their 8th overall. June 5th, 4:05 the movie, the first short film widely distributed on the internet, is released. June 10th through July 2nd, Belgium and the Netherlands jointly host the UEFA Euro 2000 football tournament, which is won by France. France. June 17th, a centennial earthquake, 6.5 on the Richter scale, hits Iceland on its national day. June 28th, Elian Gonzalez returns to Cuba with his father, Juan Miguel Gonzalez, ending a protracted custody battle. July 1st, the Øresund Bridge between Denmark and Sweden is officially opened for traffic. And I'm not sure how to pronounce it because the O in that word has like that weird strike-through thing, which I'm not sure what the symbol is called. Any Danish or Swedish listeners that want to tell me what that symbol is called and what it sounds like would be nice. July 2nd, France defeats Italy 2-1 after extra time in the final of the European Championship, becoming the first team to win the World Cup and European Championship consecutively. I think Spain has done it since then. July 14th, a powerful solar flare, later named the Bastille Day event, causes a geomagnetic storm on Earth. August 7th, DeviantArt is launched. August 8th, the Confederate submarine H.L. Hunley is raised to the surface after 136 years on the ocean floor. That's crazy. August 14th, Dora the Explorer debuts. August 24th, the Nintendo GameCube is revealed. You know, honestly, while not one of the best consoles, I honestly thought the GameCube was a solid console. It's portable. CDs were nice and small, so it was easy to hold onto the CDs. I enjoyed it. I loved Luigi's Mansion. That was probably my favorite game on the GameCube. Aside from like Super Smash and all that stuff. Mario Kart. September 6th, the last wholly Swedish-owned arms manufacturer, Bofors, is sold to American arms manufacturer United Defense. September 6th through 8th, world leaders attend the Millennium Summit at UN headquarters. September 13th, Steve Jobs introduces the public beta of Mac OS X for $30. September 28th, the HM prison maze in Northern Ireland is closed. October 6th, the last Mini is produced in Longbridge. October 22nd, the Mainichi Shimbun newspaper exposes Japanese archaeologist Shinichi Fujimura as a fraud. Japanese archaeologist had based their treatises on his findings. October 26th, the New York Yankees defeat the New York Mets 4-2 in the fifth game of the World Series to win the first Subway Series since 1956 by 4-1. This series win was the Yankees' third in a row and 26th overall. November 2nd, the first resident crew enters the International Space Station. November 3rd, widespread flooding occurs throughout England and Wales after days of heavy rain. December 15th, the third and final reactor at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant is shut down and the station is shut down completely. And then there's a couple other stuff in December, but I'll skip over it. Some notable births in January. January 1st, Ekaterina Alexandrovskaya. Alexandrovskaya, Russian-Australian pair skater. January 8th, Noah Cyrus, American actress and singer. January 11th, Shareef O'Neal, American basketball player. February 1st, Paris Smith, American actress and singer. February 20th, Josh Sargent, American footballer. What else do we have here? March 6th, Jacob Bertrand, American actor. March 31st, Anu Anand, Indian actress. April 7th, Ivan Ivanov, Bulgarian singer and songwriter. April 13th, Rasmus Dahlin, Swedish ice hockey player. April 28th, Ellie Carpenter, Australian footballer. May 18th, Ryan Sessegnon, English footballer. June 2nd, Lily Mar Hernandez, Venezuelan actress. July 1st, Lalu Muhammad Zohri, Indonesian sprinter. July 25th, Ellie Suter, British snowboarder. August 2nd, Sandeep Lamichain, Nepalese cricketer. August 17th, Lil Pump, American rapper and songwriter. August 29th, Julia Grosso, Canadian soccer player. September 28th, Frankie Jonas, American actor. October 31st, Willow Smith, American actress and songwriter. November 2nd, Alphonso Davies, Canadian football player. November 21st, Megan Roberts, Canadian artistic gymnast. December 24th, Ethan Bortnick, American musician. And then we'll finalize this episode with the Nobel Prize winners. For chemistry, Alan J. Heger, Alan McDiarmid, and Hideki Shirakawa. Economics, you had James Heckman and Daniel McFadden. Literature, you had Gao Xinjiang. Peace, you had Kim Dae-jung. I think is the leader of the UN, right? Like the president of the UN, I think. Physics, Zorhiz Afarov, Herbert Kromer, and Jack Kilby. Physiology or medicine, Arvid Carlson, Paul Greengard, and Eric Kendall. So that was the year of 2000. I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you have a year in particular that you want me to read or we can learn about, you can always email the show at hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. If you like this tone that I'm speaking at, if you want me to change my tone, then you can always also just email the show. Again, the show is for you guys. I like to try and change it up as well, just to sort of appeal to as many people's preferences as possible, but maybe you like it, maybe you hate it, just let me know. I take criticism seriously and I try to make the show better. That's all for this episode. Thanks as always for listening and take care.